Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. We missed you last time. We were in Washington, D.C. for the Olympic, I guess we're not calling it the Olympic camp, we're calling it the men's national team camp. But we were there with Scott Pollock and Bob Mancini, two of the excellent ADM regional managers. And we are lucky enough today to be joined on the phone by Bob Mancini and to get some of his thoughts not only about the ADM clinic we put on at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex, but also things that these guys do every day for hockey. Hey, Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Harry. Pleasure to be here.
So, Bob, so we had Monday morning, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement going on at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex. 48 great potential American Olympians on hand doing their thing, media, you know, meeting with the media and all sorts of things. But the ADM took center stage on the ice, two great clinics. Can you just talk a little bit about how these clinics came about?
Well, yeah, we were asked to go ahead and put on some clinics in conjunction with the national team camp and kind of showcase what we're doing right now with 8 and under players throughout the United States and the difference between not just what we do with the 8 and under, but what's important at 8 and under and what's important when the kids are 10 and 12, 10 and under, 12 and under. And so we really wanted to showcase and focus on not just the correct age-appropriate training for the kids, but also the ladder of development and showcase that it is different. What we want our coaches to focus on and use as a format for practice is an 8 and under is different than 10 and 12, how they differ, and just how important they all are.
You also had some fantastic coaches come out and help you. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they are both from two of the ADM model programs, correct?
That's correct. We had two model programs in the Washington, D.C. area, one in Montgomery, one out at Kettler. And we had just wonderful volunteer coaches. We had wonderful volunteers from these associations, both on and off the ice, to help us teach the kids and to help us show the parents and inform the media and the parents of what it is USA Hockey is doing and just how important this direction is for the proper training and development of our children.
And in addition to these other coaches, you also had a couple of special guests come out on the ice. Can you talk a little bit about some of the American-born NHL players who were very happy and very excited to come out and help work it with the kids?
Well, you know, what a thrill. What a thrill for every boy and girl that were on that ice to have Phil Kessel and Jack Johnson and Ryan Suter, Beth Jones, Patrick Kane. This was, and I know I'm missing one here,
John Carlson from the Washington Capitals.
John Carlson from the Washington Capitals, of course, was a huge hit with the boys and girls. But what a thrill for every single child that was on the ice to be on the ice with their heroes, some of their favorite players and NHLers of that stature. And, you know, Harry, the greatest thing was you looked around and you saw how much fun the kids were having and how engaged they were in the format and the practices that was being used, the American Development Model format, that one couldn't help but notice that the players, these future Olympians, these NHLers, were absolutely having the same great time that the kids were having. And it was obvious at one point, and I think we all saw it, we had 3 NHLers on the ice. We had 40 or 50 kids doing the 10 and under, 12 and under practice. And at one point, there were 6 or 7 other NHLers over the span watching what was going on. And you could tell by the look in their eyes that they would have much rather been on the ice with the kids than having to do media interviews and everything else. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about all hockey players. We all want to be on the ice and, you know, it was just so much fun.
Did you get any kind of sense? Did you get a chance to talk to any of the NHL guys afterwards and get any of their thoughts or opinions about these types of station-based practices and the direction that the USA Hockey's going with the American Development Model?
I did, and it was really interesting because, you know, we're talking about some of the top players, of course, in the NHL. and their youth experiences very much was bordered on their engagement. The youth hockey coaches who had them be active, they saw right away, you know, not even someone like David Backus, who wasn't on the ice with us but watched, was adamant in just how much sense the American development model made and how important it is for the players to have fun. And Patrick Kane even touched on the fact that it was obvious that, you know, kids should be kids, and that what we were doing on the ice allowed kids to enjoy hockey and not worry about some of the things that we sometimes as adults put pressure on our children to worry about too soon in their career. And I hate to even use the word career. I should use youth hockey experience. So it was very reaffirming to hear guys like that recognize just how important and how beneficial what we were doing is.
You know, the thing that gets me, Bob, is that for as much fun as this was, for the fact, you know, it was done in such a grand stage, it was done in conjunction with the men's national camp, you had media all over the ice, you had NHL players, you guys do this stuff every day, correct?
Yeah, we do, Harry, and, you know, it's funny you bring this up, because it was truly a great event. It was an exciting event. Kids were engaged, the NHLers were engaged, but you can't help from, in my position, I kind of chuckle, because we have a staff of ADM regional managers who are, you know, I'm so fortunate to work with these guys and gal on how professional they are. And we do these every single day all over the country. And truly the only difference between this one and the ones we do all over the country is the fact that this one had some NHLers on it, and this was attended by a lot of press. There were a lot of cameras, there were a lot of video cameras, all capturing the smiles on the kids' faces. But sometimes the importance of an event like this, where you can have the NHLers, you can have the national team, these prospective Olympians, brings a center stage, brings a spotlight to what we're doing. So we're thrilled to be able to do it. But we also want people to know and understand that these are the same events we do all over, and these are the same things that we are trying to get our parents and our coaches to adapt, and these are the same things that many, many associations, many, many coaches and parents have really embraced already as the correct method of training their children.
You know, Bob, you said it so well, and I think one thing that it's great to do this in with a national spotlight, but I don't know if how many people out there in the mainstream media or, you know, just people who are maybe fans of NHL hockey realize the sacrifice and the commitment that volunteers do every day to work with kids and make them better, and they're doing it far, far away from any kind of spotlight.
Well, they really are. You know, I'd be remiss in not talking about Beth Lenz and the volunteers, or not the volunteers, but the paid staff at Kettler Ice Arena. Danny Jablonek, who's the hockey director there, and set up a great group of people. Beth Lenz, who manages the ice facility, was unbelievable to work with. But the reason I prefaced this comment with them was a guy like John Coleman, who was the affiliate president for that area, who was there all the time and just making sure that an event like this was facilitated properly. The coach-in-chief of that area, Ty Newberry, made himself available every chance he could. And, you know, it's these volunteers that, Harry, you and I know we have all over the United States that really make USA Hockey run.
You know, it's funny you say that because, I mean, you're absolutely right. You take a guy like a John Coleman or a Ty Newberry, I mean, so many people. And I think sometimes we forget that these people have full-time jobs and full-time lives, and we don't think about it because they're always there. They're always at the ready whenever USA Hockey needs them to step in or to just be around and provide some great advice and some, and, you know, pick up a box here or there or do whatever it takes to make sure an event is a success.
Well, yeah, and the thing about it is these guys, like everybody in USA Hockey, really do it for the kids. They do it for the children. They do it because it's the right thing. And that's the nice thing about the American Development Model, Harry, and the direction that we've gone in, is people really truly see that what we've done, this path we're going, this vehicle for better hockey development, is all about doing the right things for the children. And, You know, I say this all the time. We all do. You know, our goal is to make every boy or girl that joins USA Hockey fulfill his or her potential. And when you see the smiles in the faces of the kids that we saw these past couple of days, certainly we got to thank all our volunteers in the field for what they are doing.
Well, on that note, Bob, we are going to, that's all the time we have for this episode of USA Hockey Magazine podcast, and we're focusing on the American development model. As always, I thank you for the time that you were able to give us, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Harry.
Thank you.